Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Matt Perino covers the Buffalo Bills. You can read his work at Syracuse.com, also co-host of the Shout podcast. Joining us in the Sports Bar, as he does every Tuesday at this time, to talk Buffalo Bills. And we had the media portion, or we had the media open for the OTA session today in Orchard Park. Matt, no Josh Allen, I think, is the headline, but not a surprise with that. And really, there haven't been many too many surprises, I think, so far this offseason or in the offseason program. Anything that you've seen or that you've heard that might be concerning, other than what we all kind of thought with James Cook being out, the injury to Joey Bosa that we learned about last week? What'd you learn from today's session?
Yeah, I think we've learned that, you know, if Josh Allen's not out there, it's a concern. And I mean, listen, this is the case for almost every team in the NFL. Like, we've talked about this on the show a bunch. I know that you could probably always look to upgrade your backup quarterback situation, but most backup quarterbacks, you're probably starting at 33. Otherwise, they'd be a starter somewhere. And when you're going 33 through 60, you know, trying to find somebody that can kind of right the ship or, you know, hold the line is a challenge. And, you know, I thought at times today, you know, I think Sal put it out there, and I agree with him. Guys just holding on to the ball, not seeing plays that are out there to be made the way that Josh does. And when that happens, it's a little bit harder to evaluate what you're seeing out there because there just aren't as many opportunities for competitive situations. I mean, there's no pass. You got guys kind of turning off at the last moment that might be pass rushing. Like, there was probably 3 or 4 sacks today that aren't even called. A whistle's not even dead because the guys are stopping. Like, they're not even, like, trying to really attack in that way. And you want to be smart in OTAs, right? Like, you don't want anybody to get injured or anything like that. But it's just hard to evaluate. I thought Trubisky made a good throw here or there today. Mike White maybe had one. I don't know. I think, you know, Shane Bouchel, this is a very close quarterback group. But over the last two seasons, I've not really seen anything from Shane Bouchel that makes me think, from a football perspective, on a field, where it's like, that guy's got to be kept around. It'll be a big preseason for a lot of them, though, because I think all three of them will get probably some time. I don't think you'll see a ton of Josh Allen in the preseason. But with three games, there's not even as much of an evaluation window to see what these guys can do. I mean, how much actual football in Shane Bouchel's career have we actually seen him play? And listen, that's not his biggest asset, right? Like, his biggest asset is, what are you doing in the film room? What are you, in terms of an asset for Josh Allen? That, to me, is the most important thing. And the fact that he's still around makes you think that he's good in that department, which is good. But from a football perspective, there just wasn't a lot of great quarterback play today.
Yeah, Matt, if we're just looking ahead, and we'll do all the exercises at Fisher, like who do you think will be on the final 53? But that would seem to be a luxury to keep three quarterbacks, and maybe that's part of this. Like, we need to have three guys. Why not just put Bouchel, on the practice squad? And, I mean, is there any way to handicap the backup here, Trubisky versus White? I'll ask you the question this way, and I don't want to think about this, but if Josh Allen was out, say, 4 to 6 weeks, who would be better equipped to guide Buffalo through a rough patch like that, Trubisky or White?
Well, I think, like, if you go back to 2017 and what Sean McDermott was able to do with, I think, a limited offense, right? Like, they had to reimagine it a little bit. Tyrod was very much talked about as a game manager and, you know, not willing to make mistakes. Like, Mitch Trubisky is the ultimate game manager. I mean, like, in a practice scenario, when you have a guy that checks down as much as he does, and I'm not giving anything away from today's practice, I'm just talking about in general. I mean, he will default to that easy check down a lot of the times, and he plays like that. If you've watched him in any game in Pittsburgh or in Buffalo or the last couple of years, and we all remember Chicago, I mean, that's the way that he plays, and that is the polar opposite of what you have in Josh Allen. So in a lot of ways, I think Joe Brady would be tasked with running a completely different offense if Trubisky goes in there. Now, with Mike White, I think you have a little bit more of, creativity, but not the talent level and the ability to maybe make some mistakes in that department. And you're going to have that with any guy that goes in there. Like, you know, Gardner Minshew a lot of times has been talked about as a good backup quarterback. He'll go in there and he'll make some wild plays, but he'll also make some boneheaded plays as well. So it's, you know, I just think if Josh Allen's out for any amount of time, unless you have some young quarterback, you know, maybe like a Joe Milton or something like that, the way that he came and played for the Patriots last year, like that's the kind of backup quarterback I think you can get excited about. The majority of them, I don't think, are going to be able to keep the ship afloat.
Matt, we heard from the coordinators today for the first time this summer. Joe Brady speaking for some time and sharing some color on Keon Coleman, on James Cook. And after hearing his comments to you guys, I'm convinced that by this time next year, he's a head coach in the NFL. Did you leave with any impressions of Joe Brady? I mean, he probably could have been a head coach this hiring cycle, but if the Bills offense does what we all think it will do this season, yeah, what percentage do you put on Joe Brady being back in Buffalo by this time next year?
Yeah, he's obviously really coming to his own. I think, like, you know, one of the questions that stood out to me today is, like, how do you get better? What would better look like for this offense considering how good it was last year? And I thought his response was really, you know, well thought out. And he's very intelligent. He's somebody that has had to change a lot of different things. One of the things that I'm writing about this week and maybe into next week is, you know, Keon Coleman is a perfect example of something that I think could help springboard his ability to get a head coaching job, because as they used him in year one, 88% on the outside, not very much on the inside at all. And he talked about, like, not believing in positioning a guy any one place. But I think if you look back, and I don't think he would ever say this, maybe they didn't want to put all that on Keon's plate year one, right? Like, let him come in, let him become an X receiver, let him work on being a boundary factor. And then as he gets more comfortable, really let him blossom into the offense and into the other things that you can ask him to do. Now, I looked at some of the advanced numbers guys, like Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas Jr., and Ladd McConkey, all guys that could play outside, inside, and did last year. And Keon didn't. And I wonder how much of that was the player not ready to do it. And then if this year, could this be something that if Keon takes off and they find some creative ways to get him the ball, maybe some of the separation numbers go up, maybe some of the contested catch numbers go up. That's another thing that I was surprised to see, is like his contested catch ability was one of the things that people talked about. Well, the percentages don't really bear that out. And I think if you go back to LSU and where his kind of brand was built, was that wide receiver room and Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. And, you know, they believe in Keon Coleman. And the way he talked about him today, that's a big piece of it as well. So I think that you know, Joe Brady's ability to continue to keep this offense humming while also maybe developing some players that there's questions around. You know, I mentioned, we talk about Keelan Coleman. Dalton Kincaid's the same thing. Can Joe Brady finally figure out 12 personnel in this offense? Because if there's any semblance of a consistent 12 in this offense, to me, I think you'd be nuts not to sign him as a head coach. The other piece of this, guys, is, though, not to belabor this talking point, but what if, you know, Ben Johnson took a couple of years to really land on the spot that he likes? Because of when teams hire their coaches, and because you expect the Bills to be one of the final teams left going into this year, does Joe Brady, if he doesn't get the job that he really wants, does he say, well, that's not going to work for me, I'll continue to hang out with Josh Allen where I'm having a consistently top five offense and I'm going to have my pick of the job that I want?
Right.
That could be a place where the Bills luck out and are able to keep him longer than expected.
Yeah, Matt, I was going to ask you about the safeties. I'm going to table that just for a second because I want to ask you a follow-up when you talked about the 12 personnel. And there's a rookie on this team I want to learn more about because you see some of the pictures, you hear some of the reviews. What are your initial impressions of Jackson Hawes?
Oh, man, I'm all aboard the Jackson Hawes hype train. And to a point where I actually think that he's going to be, I don't want to say a bigger part of the offense, but like more productive as a pass catcher than I think we all thought when they drafted him. I mean, everything was about like being the jumbo tight end and an extra blocker out there, which I think his acumen in that department is significant. And I think that that's going to be a big piece of why he's able to get on the field, especially early. But his hands in OTAs, I know that there aren't pads yet, but he's been really a reliable target. I think that, you know, that's something that in this offense and the way that they develop guys and getting to a place where you have a longtime NFL tight ends coach and Rob Boris, who's done a really good job with Dawson Knox, who I think in a lot of ways, I don't want to say they're similar because they're different profiles, but I think Hawes is a lot more athletic and more of a playmaker than he's even given credit for. And I think Knox was kind of in that department too. His athleticism was something they talked about, but he didn't do a lot of pass catching at Ole Miss because they had DK Metcalf and A.J. Brown. A lot of that was projection. And I think that there might be some projection in Hawes a little bit. And it's a good move going into a year where you have Dalton Kincaid going into the third year of his rookie deal. You know, you're going to start thinking about extension next offseason or, you know, fifth-year option, all those kinds of things. And then Knox, after this season, you can maybe move on from him if you decide to do that just from a fiscal situation. So if you are really high on Hawes in the fifth round and somebody that you think can develop and kind of checks boxes with Aaron Cromer and with Rob Boris and Joe Brady, I really like the addition. Everything I've seen him on the practice field so far lines up with the expectation.
While we're talking about pass catchers, there's a lot of hype around Elijah Moore and Josh Palmer, the two new wide receivers here brought in through free agency. What takeaways, if any, do you have of some of these other pass catchers for Josh Allen here later this summer?
Yeah, I think Palmer, it's been, you know, not much so far. Again, pads aren't on. He seemed to tweak something today.
Yeah.
I didn't see what it was, but he left practice and then he returned later but never participated after he did return. You know, there's actually a host of names that didn't practice today. Spencer Brown, Josh Allen, obviously, Cam Lewis, Baylen Spector, who, man, if you want to talk about a guy that's just been hit with the most, you know, frustrating injury battles over the course of his career, it's like every season, like we get to some type of camp and Baylen Spector's dealing with something. And, you know, sometimes you just, that ends up being a career. But more, I mean, the more that we go along here in camp, the more I feel like he's going to be a significant part of what they do on offense. And I asked Trey White about Keon Coleman today, and he gave me a good answer. And then he immediately pivoted to Moore, like, as his next guy you wanted to talk to about. And I didn't even ask him about him. And, like, his just, like, twitchiness, his quickness, you see it on the practice field. Of course, you can't hit yet. There's no pads. But he moves well, and he's a reliable guy. Like, his catch percentage over the last couple of years, in Cleveland especially, have been really good. I think it was just a bad spot for him to land with the Jets early on, and Cleveland just has not had good quarterback play. We are going to see, I think, the ceiling of Elijah Moore in 2025 in this offense because of where he landed. I mean, you can't doubt the talent that this guy brings to the offense, the separation numbers, the quickness. I think the route tree. I know Matt Harmon, who does the reception perception, I was listening to him talk about Keon Coleman in preparation for this week, and you know, he was talking about Moore and his ability to separate against man coverage, and that's something that the Bills just lacked last year. They brought in Palmer to do it, and now they have Moore to do it, and I think they have a nice collection of players, and I still think that there's room for Curtis Samuel to carve out a role, a more consistent role for himself in this offense now that Mac Hollins, who played a ton of snaps for them last year, and Cooper as well, aren't in the fold anymore.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild... All the weird.
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So go back, because Elijah Moore, what you're saying is true. And I'm just wondering if the mistake he made his rookie season with the Jets, they have a big win at Lambeau, and supposedly he complained about targets or whatever it was. Has he had a tough time kind of shaking that perception that he's that sort of guy?
Potentially. I mean, that kind of stuff gets around the league, but if that's the case, I think he has done damage control in a big way, because none of that followed him the last couple of years in Cleveland from what I've read and researched since they signed him. And everything that he said since is about, you know, accepting your role, being a good teammate, learning as much as possible, embracing the everybody eats mentality. This guy knows this is the best chance that he's had in his career. And I think he's fully prepared to take advantage of it with a quarterback that I think most receivers in the league would love to be able to play with. So I think that's a distant memory. And I think part of that, too, you never give a guy a pass for something like that, I guess. But you do have a little bit of understanding for the fact that so many players that go through that organization have problems. And part of that could be the kind of guys that they go and bring into their organization. But part of it, too, is just the culture. I mean, some of the stuff that came out about the ownership group there and, you know, the Madden ratings and just the overall culture. I mean, watching Hard Knocks a couple years ago, I was out on Robert Saleh as soon as I watched that. I mean, him and Mike McDaniel, I don't know if two head coaches since Hugh Douglas. Was it Hugh Douglas, Hugh Jackson? Who was that in Cleveland a couple years ago?
Jackson.
That was the all-time, for me, worst coach performance on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Saleh and McDaniel weren't much better. And to me, that's indicative of the whole problem within that organization. And I know Aaron Glenn, you know, you're reading about that. What is he implementing? Bible study, and he's doing some other things to try to fix the culture there. It's going to take a complete shift in how they do business there. And the problem is the ownership group is still there. So like some of those like problems that continue to kind of multiply because of the way that it's run from the top down, it's hard to weed that out, even no matter how good of a head coach you get.
Matt, you mentioned the inability of Baylen Spector to stay healthy, and I want to shine a little bit of a light on linebacker. We know that there's changes afoot. We anticipate that Matt Milano will be playing somewhere else next year, if he's playing at all. And we've seen Dorian Williams you know, kind of get better and improve year after year, and good reports out of him so far this offseason as well. How do you think this plays out? Is there rotation at linebacker with Terrell Bernard being the constant?
Potentially. I also think, like, if I think like the Bills think, right? They always talk about like being positionless and being able to do multiple things. Like, if you remember when they drafted Dorian in his first offseason, they were talking about cross-training him at Mike and on the outside. Now, I can't get into where he's lining up, and I'm not insinuating that he's playing middle linebacker, but if Terrell Bernard were to miss any time, the depth chart is very interesting. I mean, you have Spector, who we've talked about. He can't stay healthy. You have Joe Andreessen, who played really well in spots last year, mostly in the preseason, who is an undrafted, undersized guy that if he were to have to play for 4 or 5 games, do you trust he's able to do that? Now, I don't know who suggested it. I was having a conversation with recently. It might have been Joe Biscaglia from The Athletic. But we were talking about maybe Matt Milano. If Terrell Bernard was to get injured, would he move into maybe Mike linebacker because he's a little bit smaller, which would allow Dorian to play the position that he's played for the last 2 seasons, and Milano being able to adjust a little bit more? Because we haven't seen Dorian since his early in his rookie season play any middle linebacker. But I also think because of their scheme, maybe we're talking about it being too complicated because the safeties have a lot of role in calling the defense. I know Terrell Bernard kind of wears that green chip, and he's responsible for calling things. But I think you could spread the wealth there with some real experienced players in the secondary and at the second level with Milano and go from there. I think they're going to have to find a way to get Dorian Williams on the field. I think he's young. He's fiery. He has that ability to hit hard and make big plays that I think are key motive, like momentum kind of plays. So maybe it's something where, you know, you really like Matt Milano being able to diagnose and be measured on first and second down, and then you bring in a firecracker like Dorian Williams on third down. Let him kind of, you know, playing coverage a little bit, but mostly like seek out the run game, maybe act as a blitzer. He's so fast and he hits so hard that I think that's where you want to try to use him. But going into year 3, to me, Dorian Williams is, if Milano wasn't a part of the situation and we were going into this season with Bernard and Dorian Williams, I'd be talking about Williams as potentially the biggest, like, you know, upstart kind of player on the roster, chance to maybe take a significant step up.
Pop quiz, who led the Buffalo Bills in tackles last year?
Dorian Williams, wasn't it?
Dorian Williams. People, that would trip a lot of people up, and part of it was Milano couldn't start the season. Bernard was out, but he made some plays last year. Matt Perino, Syracuse Post Standard, Shout Podcast, joining us here. Now the safety question. We heard Bobby Babich talk, and, you know, as we're looking on offense, okay, can Keon Coleman make that jump? Cole Bishop, can he make that jump? Is he going to put – now, so I'm clear here, could he start at either position? What is kind of the future hold here for Cole Bishop, Matt?
It's hard to say. I mean, every time we ask Sean or Bobby about the safeties, you know, their first usual response or retort is about how – both of those guys do multiple things, and they go back to Hyde and Poyer too. Like, you know, they both excel in the box, or which I don't think Micah Hyde did, especially later in his career. But could they put him there and trust him? Sure. And playing the deep part of the field. And it was interesting to hear Bobby allude to almost like a defense of Taylor Rapp and his ability to play the deep part of the field. I think they look at him as a well-rounded safety, and I do think when he's been healthy and available, he's given them really good snaps. I mean, he's been a really, I would say, above average to really good safety for them when he's played. The problem is there's times when he just is unavailable. And that's something that if you look at the depth in this room, you know, you have DeMar Hamlin, who obviously knows the system. You trust him at least a baseline level, but there's obviously concerns about the ceiling and how high of a level he can give you consistently, especially against some of the better offenses. You have a guy like Derek Forrest, I think, is interesting. And then Jordan Hancock, to me, is like the wild card. They drafted him because he's a kind of a hybrid player. He can do multiple things. They love that. But it feels like they're leaning into safety. Sean McDermott said that's the plan right now. And then Bobby said today they have a very detailed approach to how they're handling his development, which I thought was interesting. I wish I hadn't gotten there yet because I was rushing from the airport. Me and my wife took a one-day trip to Disney. We're just absolute sickos. It's our 15th year wedding anniversary. And I said, I surprised her for, I said, we got one day. The only day of the week of our anniversary that we could fit it in is on Monday. And the problem is we got to be back first thing the next morning because I got to go to camp. And so we fit it in. We did Epcot and Magic Kingdom. So I was driving back to the facility when Bobby was going, and I was able to get there right before Joe started. And him talking about Jordan Hancock, I would have loved to have followed up on that, and something that as we get to training camp, diving into what exactly that plan is for Jordan Hancock's going to be interesting.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just curious, Matt. Give us some parenting advice. How did you sell this to the kids that mom and dad were going to Disney without them?
We brought over their favorite, but one of their favorite aunts to sleep over at the house and watch them for 2 days. And that was like... You know, I don't want to say as good as going to Disney World, but it was pretty close. And we also, you know, they got to play all their games that they play. And, like, she, like, you know, not a lot of rules when mom and dad aren't home when she watches the kids. So that's like, you know when the aunts and uncles are coming over, it's a totally different ballgame. We also sold them on, this is the first time I went to Disney in the month of June, July, or August. Boys, okay, this is a different level of commitment, okay? No. I don't know. So I could drop this because I don't think Lucas is going to watch this episode. My son, we're going to Universal. Guys, we're going to Universal on July 31st, okay, which is Harry Potter's birthday. My son's birthday is the same exact day. Okay. My son's a huge Harry Potter fan. And what's going to be challenging about this is that is the red and blue game right around there. So I'm going to miss, I think, a day of camp and the red and blue game. But we don't know how much longer he's going to be as like into Harry Potter as he is. Like he's read the series probably like 5 times, maybe 10.
Jeez.
And it's almost like he's always kind of reading the books, and you know, he loves Harry Potter. So they just redid the park and they got the rides and did this. So we're going to do that. But July 31st, I mean, that's love, man. That's commitment. 'Cause it is hot out there.
Yeah, it is. It is hot. I want no part of Orlando, Florida, or any of those theme parks in the middle of summer.
Did it twice, 4th of July.
No,
it was fun. I'd do it again.
Hey, I have one more question, Matt, before we let you go. And it's funny because last week at Browns OTAs, Joe Flacco was asked about his role as a mentor for the 4 other quarterbacks that are on the roster. And I thought he gave a really really good explanation of why he can't really answer that question, because it's a no win. If he says he is a mentor, then people don't think he wants to compete or he doesn't want to play football anymore. And if he in you know if he says that he's there, then he's not a mentor. He's a jerk because he you know Trey White spoke today, and I think a lot of people look at Trey White and they look at the first round pick Max Harrison and they think, kind of the same personality. There's a lot of similarities there. Harrison's got this amazing speed, and they got Trey in the room now. Can Trey be that mentor? What's Trey's approach that did you get from him, from his words, as far as how he fits into all of this returning to Buffalo this year?
So I was actually talking to Keon Coleman for most of that, so I didn't hear it, but it was told back to me. So I'm pretty sure what he said was, when he got here, he remembers being a first-round pick and the expectations and how hard it is to be a rookie. And there were people here when he got here that took him under their wing. And that was really something that meant something to him. And he's going to attempt to do the same thing for Harrison. They're all going to compete to play, right? But I also have just noticed a different mentality for Trey since he did a 15-minute press availability today after, like, before he left, we had talked to him outside of one time coming back from the injury for like 2 years. Like, he just didn't do media. Like, whatever was going on from a mental perspective, I mean, he was fighting through stuff. And I think just the mentality that he's taking coming back here is, one, he's very grateful for another opportunity. He's very grateful to be back with this team in this city where both of his kids were born. And I think that breeds the kind of mentality that he's bringing to that room. Like, he's the vet. Like, Benford's on his second contract, but he's still, like, as a matter of fact, I was talking to Keon today, and he yelled at me because I called Elijah Moore and Josh Palmer veterans. He's like, you can't call them veterans. Veterans are like 8 or 9 years in the league. They're like 25 years old. Like, they're still young. And I'm like, respect. Call me out on that. That's completely fair. And I said, so what about Curtis Samuel? He was like, yeah, he's kind of a vet, but, like, he's young too. He's like 28. I'm like, all right, so what is a vet? What is a vet at this point? But I will yield to Keon on that point. Trey's a legit vet. He's been in the league. He's been through trials and tribulations. He's been an all-pro. He was a first-round pick. And I think that kind of player in that room is something that Kyir Elam never had. I mean, he had Trey, but Trey was, like, coming off the injury and I think in a different headspace. This version of Trey, I think, could be a real mentor for Harrison. I think he's willing to do it.
Matt, when is the next Shout podcast drop with you and Ryan? What can we look forward to here on Syracuse.com?
We will drop that today, sometime between the 4 and 5 o'clock hour, and a very controversial play. There was a pass from Trubisky to Max or to Keon Coleman with Harrison in coverage, and I have three different accounts of what happened on this play. So I'm going to talk through my vantage point on the show and explain what I think I saw. But some good competition out there today. The plays that we did get when Keon and Maxwell Harrison lined up.
Getting closer and closer to the mandatory portion a week from today. We'll talk to you about it then. Matt, enjoy the rest of your week. Thanks for the time, as always.
Thanks, boys. Take care.
Matt Parrino covering the Buffalo Bills at Syracuse.com and the Shout podcast. Yeah, mandatory minicamp a week from today. OTAs continuing in Orchard Park.
I think the backup quarterback thing is something that we'll all kind of focus on, but let's not kid ourselves. If, like, Josh Allen is gone for how long, this team is not going to be able to
survive. We don't talk about it, Gene. We won't even talk about it. Trubisky's not going anywhere. Trubisky's the backup quarterback. Trubisky was at the wedding. Trubisky and, you know, like, if that matters, if relationships matter, then Allen likes Trubisky, having him around. This is his second time with the Buffalo Bills. He, you know, obviously spent that one season coming out of Chicago. Guys like that. Guys like Dawson Knox, like if they're that tight with Josh Allen, they're made. They're not leaving. They're not going anywhere.
So then Mike White, you could just easily, okay.
Practice squad.
Some other team wants him, then you cross that bridge.
Yeah, and I think Shane Buechele probably hits the bricks.
Camp arm.
Yeah. All right, great stuff from Matt. Appreciate him giving us some of his insight there from today's practice. Open to the media. We'll discuss more of what we learned from today's session throughout the course of this afternoon. And we'll be joined next hour by our buddy Matthew Fairburn of The Athletic, covering the Buffalo Sabres, in a very interesting piece that he wrote on the relationship between Terry Pegula and general manager Kevin Adams, the rise of Kevin Adams, and some of the struggles behind the scenes with the Buffalo Sabres during this unbelievable playoff drought.
If I had to ask you the question, what will prevent the Buffalo Bills from reaching and winning the Super Bowl this year? What would be your number one answer? And it can't be, well, it's the opposition. No, no, we're just looking at the Bills here. What is it? I think there is one thing. I'll explain, and it's not like hope is lost, but it's something I'm certainly going to be focusing on.
Okay, we'll get to that. We have Matthew Fairburn joining us in the 4 o'clock hour, and your calls at 866-4326-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.